Chapter 1. March 21, 2026. Art Farrand woke just before dawn. The only bedroom of the house faced due east, and he lay at ease until he could watch the disk of the rising sun, neatly divided by an east-west line of fence running down the middle of the yard. Day 41, and the vernal equinox. In a normal year, at this latitude and altitude, the crocuses would be about ready to flower. But this was not a normal year. Yesterday, the tulips and azaleas had been in bloom in the front yard. Art rolled over and climbed carefully out of bed. Gingerly, he put weight on his right leg. Some aches and pains were easing, but some would be with him forever. At 62, lost cartilage did not replace itself, even with the Telamod treatment. His knee was probably as good as it would ever be, and that wasn't so great. He leaned on the windowsill and peered south-southeast, down the slope of the hill. That way, line of sight but much too far off to be seen, lay Washington. What did the city look like now, on day 41? It was hard to picture, and hard not to try. The little house sat at 1,500 feet on the edge of the Catoctin Mountain Park, woods above and steep fields below. He noticed that the red Maryland dirt of the fields was hidden by healthy green, another anomaly. Like the flowers, the grass was a month and more ahead of schedule. The sky was as it had been for the past 3 days, with clouds coming in slowly from the